Motherhood is tough these days. It can feel even harder when you're doing it alone. Whether you are just beginning your journey of motherhood or pumping into the wee hours of the night, we are here for you to be a breastie. Join us as we share all things breastfeeding, the mom life, and the joys in between. Welcome to Cherish Nature's Gift, the podcast.
We heard so much these days about naps and how mommy should sleep when baby is sleeping in order to preserve energy. From your standpoint, are such short bursts of sleep truly helpful for mommy?
Oh, definitely. You know what naps means? Necessary adult peace section.
Now that you put it this way, it kind of makes sense.
Exactly. So yeah, basically naps means short sleep. Okay. And I always tell my clients, sleep promotes sleep. If your baby sleep well during the day, then they will sleep better at night. So that's why naps are still necessary. Okay. And if you have been told by well-meaning relatives or your friends who tells you, oh, don't let your baby sleep during the day, then they will sleep better at night, please don't believe them. Okay, it's a myth. It's just going to make things worse because baby's going to be more and more overtired. And then come nighttime, they are going to be fighting sleep because they are so overtired. Their body will release cortisol, which is going to disrupt their sleep. They can't fall asleep easily and stay asleep.
Would you say that this is similar for both babies and adults? Because I remember always wanting to catch a quick snooze when caring for my baby. But then I realized baby needs to nap first, right? Before you can nap. But what happens if baby is resisting sleep? Then how do mommies even sleep in the first place?
Well, that's why family support is very important, right? I mean, you do need your rest as well. And when your baby is not able to nap so well, then you need to hand your baby to family members and so that you can get your well-deserved rest as well, because you are busy pumping and feeding and all that, and you probably feel like a cow as well, right? And doing all this 24/7. So you do need your rest. And yes, your baby also need their naps. Okay, like I said, sleep promotes sleep, right? So it's really important that you try to minimize their awake time. You can't keep your baby awake for too long, because if they are going to be awake for too long, then they become more overtired. Try to look at their sleepy cues and then put them down when it's time for them to nap.
Right. But what happens if you are alone at home and you're really tired? What should we do?
Call me.
I love that. Okay. So is there a recommended number of naps that a baby need to have? Where can parents find such information?
Basically, for a different age group, then they will need different amount of naps. Like newborn, they need about 4 to 5 naps in a day. And then between 4 to 6 months, they might need about 3 to 4 naps. And then as they get older, to from 9 months, maybe they need to drop from 3 naps to just 2 naps. Yeah, so as they become a toddler, then they might just need 1 nap. So could be up to the age of 4 to 5 years old. Like my daughter, she's 4.5 and she still need that 1 nap. Yeah, and if she doesn't have that 1 nap, then I would definitely give her earlier bedtime.
Okay. If it's 4 naps in a day, how long should these naps be?
Okay, so typically, right, most of the time in a 24-hour period, your newborn should be having 15 to 18 hours of sleep. Okay, so including naps and the night sleep. And so newborn can only be awake for like 45 minutes to 1 hour. And then most of the time, you know, besides feeding, then they will be sleeping.
Then beyond the 45 minutes, say maybe they go into an hour or maybe an hour and a half before they actually sleep, would that actually affect their subsequent naps, or actually it's fine, like it doesn't really matter?
So you're talking about the wake time?
Yeah, like
right?
The wake time, yeah.
Okay, so if they didn't have a solid nap, then you would actually make sure that their awake time is lesser. This 45 minutes to 1 hour is assuming that they had a good solid nap. But if they had like a cat nap, then I wouldn't keep them awake for another 1 hour, you know, because they cannot last that long. They are still very tired. They actually need to have longer nap. And so if they couldn't, then you would maybe give them more naps for that day rather than just 4 or 5, you know.
Right, okay.
So that means essentially you just have to make up and play around with the timing, right?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
So if the wake time is way beyond what they can reasonably manage, then the number of naps that they might have for that day might need to increase.
Correct.
Sort of,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. how can we parents, you know, improve the quality of our children's nap? Earlier you mentioned this point about cat naps, right? Mm. Maybe you could just expand a little bit on what these cat naps are and how can we improve then, you know, these quality of naps that the children are getting.
Okay, so a cat nap basically means that they can only do like one sleep cycle. A typical sleep cycle is about half an hour to 45 minutes. So if they don't know how to connect to the next sleep cycle, then they won't be able to have solid naps. And that means they are doing a lot of cat naps. Okay, so if you want to improve the quality of their naps, meaning to say that they can connect to the next sleep cycle, then you need to teach them how to self-settle on their own. Meaning to say that when you actually put your baby down to the cot or to the crib, then they need to learn how to fall asleep on their own. And then when they actually wake up from their sleep cycle, don't straight away interpret that their nap time is over. You got to pause maybe like 5-10 minutes or so. And it's okay for them to fast and wind in between their sleep cycles before they connect again. So just pause and then allow them to connect on their own. And then that's how they can learn this skill of connecting their sleep cycle. And this will in turn improve the quality of their naps.
That's a very wise advice. But what if, right, I missed the tired cues baby is giving and baby is already being cranky? What should I do next? Like, how do I ensure that my baby does not become even more tired than he or she already is?
So the only way to fix that is to get them to sleep. Okay, because they are very tired and cranky because they are very frustrated. They want to sleep, but they're just not doing that. And so the best thing you can do is to get them to sleep. Okay, that will help solve this crankiness and frustration. And so if you do need to just get them to sleep in whatever way possible, if you don't want to teach them this self-setting method because they are already so cranky and so overtired, just help them to fall asleep just for this time.
All right, then what about the next cycle? So do we have to like reset from the next cycle onwards?
Yes, so when you know that they had a better sleep already and they are not so cranky anymore,
right?
So then you can actually get them to self-settle.
So we have to be a little bit more flexible and fluid and we will have to see the baby's condition as well.
Remember earlier I was sharing about struggling to put my daughter to sleep, right? And during that time, I sought out quite a fair bit of sleep literature and these two terms kept appearing and these things were undertired and overtired naps. You know, like naps already as it is kind of complicated. And then you add undertired and overtired naps. Actually, what do these mean? Like, what's the difference?
Okay. So typically, I would say that most of the time clients who come to me are basically their babies are overtired because they are not getting enough quality sleep. Okay. And undertired basically means that you're putting your baby to bed too soon. They don't have enough sleep pressure. They are not tired enough. And then you just put them down expecting that they just fall asleep magically.
Right.
And that won't work, right? Okay, so like I said just now, the awake time for a newborn is like 45 minutes to 1 hour. But if you still put a 5 months old baby at 45 minutes, that's not going to work. They are not going to be tired enough to fall asleep at 45 minutes. They can be awake for maybe about 1.5 hours to max 2 hours before they need to go down for their naps. So that's why it's very important to look at the sleepy cues because every baby is different, right? So what I've given you guys just now is just a guideline of, you know, typically like a 5 months old baby, how long they can be awake for. But you got to look at the sleepy cues because that is more accurate.
So if they're undertired, what do you recommend the activities parents can do to engage the baby meaningfully?
Okay, so it's important to expose them to the morning sun, you know, maybe you can go out for a walk with them or just even at home, you can let them be on the play mat so that they can be looking around, having some play gym activity and all that. So if you're constantly carrying your baby, that's a problem too, because then your baby is not going to be able to exercise enough. And then they're not going to be tired enough when you put them down.
Right. Mm. Okay. So it's good to have some tummy time, some play mat, play gym.
Yes. Okay. Go out for a coffee, meet some friends.
Yes, I like that.
So, I mean, how can we parents ensure that our babies don't have this like unfragmented sleep? Like earlier you were mentioning about not being able to connect like the sleep cycles, right? How do we make sure that that doesn't actually happen? Like, would the activities help? Or is there any other tips that you can share?
It's very important to keep the consistent sleep environment. And also make the bedroom dark and keep it quiet so that it's better for them to have a prolonged nap. Okay, because if it's like very noisy or the sun is coming into the room and it's too bright, then it might actually affect their nap quality as well.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Mm-hmm. So is the quality of sleep in a carrier stroller the same as in a cot or a bed?
Let me ask you. When you fall asleep in the MRT or in the bus or in the car, is it the same as sleeping
Fantastic
on your bed?
Fantastic analogy. No.
There you go.
That's actually a really good.
Actually, like on the airplane, right? If you sleep on an airplane, you don't feel totally rested. Even though you may catch like 12, 14 hours sitting in an economy class, for example. That's a very good analogy. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, because I mean, most of the parents that we know are asking this because they have to go out and then they're not able to make it home in time, you know, and maybe the wait time has maybe extended beyond. So babies end up sleeping in the carrier or in the stroller. So now that you mentioned that, you know, sleep quality is a bit different versus a cot or a bassinet, then at least, you know, I think as parents, we now know that we need to manage that a little bit more.
Yeah,
and that we should try, right? It's what you're saying, to actually put baby back into the cot, into the bassinet for better sleep quality. Yeah, I think that's quite
I think you can take a little day out, but I think the routine has to resume after that day and then repeat again.
When my girl last time, when on Sunday we would go to church in the morning, and she would actually fall asleep in the baby carrier, and she can only do like one sleep cycle, half an hour or so. And then, but because if we are at home, then she can do like a solid, you know, 1.5 or 2 hours nap. So when we go home after church for the afternoon nap, she will be cranky because of the fact that she only had one sleep cycle outside. And so then she will be crying before she falls asleep. But I know she's crying because she's overtired. If we actually do it at home and we are not going out at all, then she will just fall asleep without all this overtired cries. So that's why I know that she's really overtired. That's why she's like crying a bit before she sleeps.
Okay, and how would you approach babies who wake up from their naps like crying or cranky?
I would say that if your baby is waking up from their naps, and if you know that they just did one sleep cycle, okay, and they should be actually waking up much later when they are due for their feed, then I would actually pause, like I said, pause before you actually straight away think that nap time is over. Because like I said, if they actually had a good solid nap, they will be waking up happy and well-rested. They won't be like crying and all that. You know, I remember my girl, she actually pooped and then she didn't even cry, but she woke up like had a good solid nap, right? Then I checked her, I'm like, hey, she's done poop, but she was so happy, like just very calm, and yeah, because she had a good solid nap. And so that's why I say most of the time babies cry because they are overtired rather than anything else.
So do you have any recommendation for like a pre-bedtime kind of a wind down regime?
Oh yes, I love to include bath, because to me, bath is a good way to help them distinguish day and night. Because, you know, babies, they are so similar all throughout the day, right? So bath is a good way to help them realize that, oh, it's time for bed. Okay, and if babies enjoy bath, then include it as part of your bedtime. If they don't enjoy bath, then don't do it, because that will make them even more agitated and all that. So we need a good relaxing wind down routine so that you can prepare their mind and their brain to fall asleep easily.
Right.
Okay, so bath one thing, and then you can massage, and then you can change them into pajamas, then give them some story times, and then, you know, while you're cuddling them, just sing them some good old lullabies.
Right,
you know?
That's so nice. Yeah,
and then after that, you just put them down to their cot and let them sleep like a
baby. Sounds easy.
Yeah. It's just easy.
You know, I have a little quirk. I always will put some Mozart music, and it's like a wind down music. Give them the last latch before they go to bed. It's like chill, and then I turn down the light, close the curtain. It's like a turn down service.
Yeah.
And I think it's like first class problem for, you know. Yeah. Wow, I really admire all these babies. You know, our mummies, we all go above and beyond just to make sure they have a wind down, chill out regime. Yeah. It's so cool to be a baby.
Yeah, especially now. I mean, there's so much content surrounding sleep. I mean, before we even end, Zoe, you know, since you're here and we've spoken so much already about sleep and naps, Could you just share one important tip that we parents should look out for when we are trying to introduce better sleep for our children as a whole?
Okay, so I guess I have so many tips, right? Okay, the most important tip, which was what my neighbor told me, to really establish a routine, because you need a routine in place so that you can create a good structure and routine for your baby, because really babies thrive on structure and routine, and then they will develop habits readily. So consistency is the key. Okay, you got to be consistent. You can't just do it a little bit for a few days and now that you go back to your old habits. Okay, so always be consistent and try to follow my five-step system, which I will share with you, your audience today, which is the first step is to understand the science of sleep. The second step is to establish a good sleep environment for your baby. The third thing is, like I said, establish a routine. And number four is have a good sleep plan, because if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And final fifth step is to have a good self-settling methods to teach your baby the art of self-settling.
Wow. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing with us and our audience. Yeah. And really, really nice to have you here today with us.
My pleasure.
Yeah, so we hope you enjoyed this episode about sleep and have something to take with you. And hopefully we will work together towards a more energetic and happier self in the weeks to come.
Yay.
So once again, do share with us what you liked and how your experiences have been with NAPS. Share it with your friends. And as always, reach out for help if you need more assistance. And so you may actually choose to reach out to Zoe here. We understand that she's offering a free 20-minute discovery call if you would like to ask about your child's sleep. So don't be shy. Her details will be posted in the subsequent episodes as well as on our website. So till next time, stay positive and remember to cherish nature's gift. See you!